Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Good on you. Sam Friedman joining us there from his dad's stable, Anthony's. Let's go to Chris Lees. He's at the Newcastle trial, so we thank him for time. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Andrew.
You've got a busy day, mate. I guess it sort of gets your thoughts away from the obvious on Saturday, a $13 million race.
Yeah, haven't got a lot of time to dwell on it too much, Andrew. Plenty happening. So
yep.
Yeah, it's a good time of year.
All right. Now, I saw some vision of your three on Saturday on your Twitter page. This morning, they've been asked to gallop. Was it a bit more serious, or are they fit as well and ready to go?
Lara Main's main gallop was Friday in a jump out. Same with Graffy, done a bit more on Friday. But in her time, it was her main gallop this morning. All three for my where they need to be, if they're good enough.
And I know you're learning about In Her Time, but how do you see her progression?
Yeah, she's come on how you'd like. She's pretty fit first up. She's come in great order. And my little concern was, you know, having such a, well, it wasn't a hard run, but they ran flash time and going back to the race second up 2 weeks later. But she's bounced out of the run really well. And she's just taken enough improvement to suggest she'll run up to her best.
Le Romain obviously getting that last or one of the last slots and may just get the right track condition.
Yeah, look, he likes any given the ground. Look, he's capable on firm ground, but at 1,200 metres, I suppose you'd prefer to see some cut in the ground for him, and likely that he'll get that. He's freshened up well, coming back from a mile, and he's in a really good place. He's quite bright and well, and he won't let him down. He'll run up to his best.
Okay. The three-year-old offers up so much, Graff. We haven't seen him since the Golden Rose, so a few weeks between runs. How's he done?
Yeah, he's pleased. I think he'll react really well with that three-week gap and coming back in trip. Get a couple of pretty tough runs and he's had a chance to get over them runs. He's had 4 or 5 days on the water walker straight after the Golden Rose. He's freshened up well. He's very bright and well. I haven't tested him on the clock, but he seems in good order.
Was it always in your mind that something could happen like this, getting a slot with Graff?
Yeah, it was. Straight after the Golden Rose, that was our immediate aim. The Golden Rose was straight after that. That was our discussion, that if he got a slot, we'd head that way. Otherwise, he was probably going to go to the paddock. I just thought waiting for the Coolmore and the fact that he'd gone to Brisbane, it was probably going to be a bit of an ask. So we just thought it was either the Everest or paddock, and he's going to get there in really good condition.
I guess we'll get the answer come Saturday, but with the 53 kilos on the prospect of a rain-affected track, it could be crucial having no weight on its back.
I'm sure it will be. Barry Jewell plays part, but he'll show a really good turn of foot, and 53 kilos is certainly got some advantage to it.
Yeah, for sure. It sounds like they're all in the good place. 4 or 5 days out, they're all there ready to go.
Yeah, and I'm sure the other 9 horses are as well. So, look, shaping up is a terrific race.
It will be. Good on you, Chris. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure, Andrew. Thank you.